Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In life and in sports, there are many mismatches, but none so great as the one we heard of today. Lambs against wolves. That is no contest, but a bloodbath. That's not called competition. It's called mealtime. Lambs have no defense against the ravenous jaws and sharp teeth of wolves. They can't outrun them. They can't outfight them. There's no negotiating with them. There is only one thing wolves see in sheep. Lunch. So imagine what was going through the minds of those 72 disciples when our Lord said, "Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves." Fear, doubt. Such a statement is not good news. And then Jesus instructs them, carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. For in this battle in which they are about to engage, they will not need these things. They will, in fact, do them no good. They are to go only to feed the wolves. But although Jesus sends out the 72 empty-handed, notice that he does not send them out with nothing. It's just that instead of relying on the things and wisdom of this world, they are to take only what he gives them to take and speak only what he gives them to speak. Not their words, but his. Not their authority, but his. Not their strength, but his. And so as they go, they are not to fight the wolves, but feed them the word of God. They are to preach peace, heal the sick, and proclaim that the kingdom of God has come near to you. And with that, they go. We're not told how long they were gone, but when they return, we find out that in this battle of lamb against wolf, the lamb wins. All 72 return. Not one is lost. And they joyously report, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." To which Jesus replies, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Or in other words, this victory is no surprise to him. As the 72 went out, he saw each and every battle, each and every victory, for he was with each and every one. For while Jesus sends out 72 men, he truly does not send out 72 lambs, but really only one. Himself, going through the preaching of the 72. Where they go, he goes with them. And as they feed the wolves his word, he works through their word, felling Satan and his kingdom. For as he promised, He who hears you hears me. And still today is this true, which is a good thing, because the frightening sinful wolves of which we heard today are, yes, out there and all around us, but not just out there. Oh, what big teeth you have. Yes, you and me. Just ask the person whose reputation you delightfully devoured with your gossiping tongue. Just ask that family member you chewed out because things weren't going your way. Just ask anyone who has seen you bare your fangs to get what you wanted, when you wanted, in the way you wanted. Just think of the person you've been prowling around lately looking for the right moment to pounce. And what about all the biting and devouring that happens these days on the internet, to which you have perhaps added your uncharitable teeth? So quickly and so anonymously. But not anonymous to our Lord, who knows your heart, your mind, and all the wolfish sin in which you try to hard so hide from others. Repent. And instead of biting and devouring each other, eat the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. For still today our Lord goes out in the midst of wolves to be eaten by the wolves. Still today our Lamb goes out in the midst of wolves to the preaching of His word, that we be wolves no more. Not by evolution or improvement or progress or counseling or the power of positive thinking, but born again as lambs by the forgiveness of our sins. The forgiveness that brings peace to our troubled hearts, makes divine children out of beastly offspring, and brings saints out of sinners. And that is what has been done for you. For you have been forgiven. For still today our Lord sends out His 72 to every corner of the world to speak His word and throw down Satan in the forgiveness of sins. I don't know the names of them all, the countless number of 72s across the centuries, but I know the name of the one who speaks through them all and works through them all and gives life through them all. The one whose hand is still baptizing, the one whose word is still absolving, and the one who is still giving His once crucified body and blood into our mouths. The Lamb of God still fulfilling His promise to feed the wolves, to feed us, that we be wolves no more. Which is why Satan loves it, absolutely loves it, when we in the church rely on anything and everything but the Word. And why He is always tempting us to do so. To do things our way. Thinking that we can do it better. If we just use the right techniques or gimmicks or slogans, we can make the church bigger and better. Rely on our own wisdom and ways, he says. No. It took a cross to save us, to free us, to forgive us. And it still does. So do not rejoice that the spirits are subject to you. Or today, maybe we would translate that. Do not rejoice in bigness or success. Do not rejoice in power or glory. Do not rejoice in authority or the admiration of the world. But rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Rejoice that salvation and peace have been given to you. Rejoice that you are in the Lamb, and the Lamb is in you. For in the end, that's all that matters. And it's all that lasts. The love and admiration and tastes of the world come and go. And wolves that are friends one day may turn on you the next. But the peace and life of the Lord endures forever. For He knows what it's like to be a lamb among wolves. He felt the fangs, suffered the worst the world and Satan had to offer, entered the abyss of death, and then rose to life again. The conqueror, now the conquered, now the conqueror. The devoured, now the devourer. The crucified, now the victor. Not for himself, but for you. That his death be your death, and his life your life. That you no longer be wolves, but that you are what you eat. Sons of God, and lambs in the flock of your good shepherd. Which means that there are going to be times when the wolves of the world lick their chops over you and see in you a tasty morsel, delighted that you have given up your fangs for forgiveness and your claws for the cross. And they'll think you foolish, and you'll be tempted to take back your forgiveness and take up your fangs and claws and defend yourself. But at such times, remember who you are in Christ Jesus. And remember that the best way to fight the wolves is to feed the wolves. To feed them the word and forgiveness of the Lamb who fights for you and who is victorious. You are not alone. The kingdom of God has come near to you. For you are in the Lamb, and the Lamb is in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.